Some of you may know that about Fantasy Football League. This website is been around for quite a while. It's the people who actually...
sorry.
Yeah, you're
thank you very much. I'm taped it into. Thank you. This is the people who do the actual official Fantasy League, and this is the school's Fantasy League. It's schoolsfl.com. It's entirely free. You used to have to pay for it, but this year it was entirely free, no cost whatsoever. So I signed up all my year 7s and 8s to join it, and my year 5s and 6s, because I teach 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. But all of them have joined us, so you've got the competitive nature of a fantasy league, but also because it has stats and data that means something to them, because that's the players they have picked, I've used it to do my to inform the spreadsheet work. So just so on Thursday I did this, and if you just bear with me for a second. Here we go. I'll just show you one of my pupils' spreadsheets she made from the data. It's not there.
Fantasy Football Table Excel.
Yeah, sorry.
You've got 4 minutes left, Drew.
Yeah. I only wanted a minute. Right. All fingers and thumbs in front of the machine. Anyway, what they did was they used the live data. So instead of, I don't know about you, when you do use a spreadsheet activity, or you make up the data, or you contrive it for a scenario. But what was able to do was use the real data. I won't bother logging in, but you get all the live data from your real team that you've really chosen over the season. And my kids have got to grow their team over since October. So they know the players they've picked, they've followed the points that they've got, and that data then we've used to talk about formula and averages and all the statistics that their website doesn't show, but you can actually just copy and paste the data in, put it into Excel and play around with it. And I would be showing you bright, colourful stuff that they've done. I'll probably make it available otherwise, but I'd rather someone else get a chance to speak. But drawing your attention to schoolsfl.com, hopefully it'll be free again next year, and it's a really great thing for live data that means something to the kids. All right, thanks very much.